Visiting today with Rod Mozell, president of Farm Bureau. He's here speaking at the Women in Ag Conference. And of course, Rod, you're not a woman in ag, but you're sure an advocate for them.
I am. I've been blessed to have very strong women in my life as examples and as leaders, and starting with my grandmother, Sarah Niebuhl, and my mom, Marjorie Mozell, and then lots of 4-H leaders and teachers. So, I mean, I've been blessed with strong women influence since I was born. And they didn't know that we weren't all equal.
Well, it's awesome to have you here today, but you've actually been traveling. You just got back from South Carolina to help spread the word about agriculture. So tell us a little bit about what you were doing on your trip.
We went to Clemson for the summer meeting of a group that's called CARET, which is the Council on Ag Research, Extension, and Teaching. And so it's the ag deans in all the southern states and two lay members from each state. And so Claude Evans and I are the two Oklahoma CARET members with Dr. Kuhn. Claude was unable to attend this one, so it was actually just Dr. Kuhn and I, but it's a chance to meet with all the other ag deans across the South, to hear what's going on at all of our land-grant schools, what the successes and the challenges are, and of course there's lots of special issues this year for research and extension and teaching with the year they just had that was COVID-influenced, and planning for this next year and trying to pick out what the research priorities are going to be for this region of the country and for each individual state in our country going forward.
Do you find like they have the same kind of issues there that we're having issues with here?
Well, I would say the beef packing issue is like a number one issue everywhere. In our state, there's a lot of concern about the cannabis industry. That's probably more unique to our state. But and then concern about international trade is everywhere. And then I would say it's pretty universal concern about climate, you know, whether it's just a normal cycle or whether it's our truly long-term changes. But so there were lots of climate and weather discussions and trying to figure out what role we have in agriculture and how this is going to impact us. So in addition to discussion on beef markets and world trade.
Well, speaking of that, I know that Farm Bureau has been supportive of several things as far as climate concerns, and you were talking about conservation today. How do we get people to understand that ag producers are the solution, not really the problem?
Well, every place we go, that's the point we try to make, is that, like, if you look in Oklahoma back, we know it more than anybody else because of our Dust Bowl heritage. Sure. I mean, we see the impact that conservation practices make falling out of that Dust Bowl, when we see the tree plantings at windrows, and we understand the importance of green belts by by creeks and rivers and lakes and terraces, and so many important ag policies that are just second nature for our farmers. Our folks count on the land, and so they have to think long term. And so we always try to make the case that they are the original environmentalists, and they truly have a lot at stake with how their farms and their land is treated. And so so soil health is something we've been worried about for a long time, and we're constantly trying to learn and pick up new ideas and figure out better ways to take care of our land so it can take care of us.
But we're also pretty good, as you mentioned, like with the Dust Bowl days, of giving some tips on to help others that are going through severe droughts right now too.
Yes, when we talk to our friends in the West, I mean, I just was on a phone call with a California Farm Bureau president, and he was telling me that their olive trees can go dry for 2 or 3 years and still survive. But almonds have been one of their fastest growing crops, and almonds have to be watered every year or they're gone. And he's talking about they're bulldozing thousands of acres of almonds because they know there's not been any natural water, and they've been cut off in many areas of the state. They don't have senior enough rights. The way their water system works for the farmers to get water to water their crops. So they literally are not only losing or not able to plant short-term crops, annual crops, but they're losing long-term perennial crops that are going to affect the market for years and decades to come. So it's a true crisis everywhere from Washington and Idaho and Montana on, down through California. And so we certainly are giving up prayers for all of our friends in the West for. And we know what that's like, so we're thinking of them now.
Absolutely. Well, I know that you were happy with the hearings that came out on the beef supply chain. So have you heard any more updates?
No, it's of great concern. I think this has proved that supply and demand works. Regrettably, at the moment, the narrow funnel at the packers is causing unusual reactions. We have more consumer demand than we can get processed. And because of COVID and other issues, we got more cattle lined up to go to the processors. So we got more supply than they can handle at the processors, and more demand on the other side. So it's especially frustrating to farmers and ranchers when they see the high consumer prices and they're not able to participate as fully as we'd like. And so we're all struggling to find answers and solutions that that don't hurt us in the long term, but solve this and solve this short-term problem that we're facing.
Will this be a topic that you guys will discuss over the August area meetings?
If I was guessing, I'm going to guess it'll be, if not issue number one, it'll be issue 1A or 1B. I'm sure will be one of our big subject matters when our members meet to start the grassroots issue process this year.
And those meetings coming up in August, if anybody wants to see where they should go or when their meeting's held, they can all go to the website, correct?
That's correct. We've got 11 area meetings, and they start next week. So essentially three a week for the most part all through the rest of August. So we're anxious to start meeting folks in person and hearing what issues are on their mind, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the amazing. So,
absolutely.
So starting next week, we get lots of that grassroots interaction and look forward to those inputs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rod, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.